Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Easter Sunday, April 12th, 2020. Today he is offering us a beautiful message of love. Deep and lasting changes are occurring everywhere. We are one, there is only one, and therefore everyone is safe. Despite the fear that is being powerfully encouraged by governments across the world and which is constantly being reported on the mainstream news, all are safe. Yes, some will lay down their physical bodies and transition to the spiritual realms. That is one of the aspects of life in form. But that happens every day, year in, year out, with the numbers rising and falling according to the seasons. More in the winter, less in the summer. There is much confusion about numbers of people infected and numbers dying due to the infection, and the accuracy of the counting leaves much to be desired. So do not be in fear for yourselves or for your loved ones as the conflicting reports about the pandemic fill the news channels. There is only love, so open your hearts to love and allow it to dissolve your fears. You experience what you focus your attention on, whether you desire what you are focused on or whether you do not. Focus, therefore, on joy, on peace, on faith, and on love. There are very few among you who do not know someone who is constantly cheerful, upbeat, relaxed, at peace with themselves and with everyone else, and who is also healthy. And that, of course, is because that is how they have chosen to live. Therefore, be in joy. Celebrate Easter, the anniversary of my resurrection, and therefore of yours as well, and know that the collective awakening is truly very near. Every sentient being is infinitely loved by Mother, Father, God, and is unconditionally accepted just as they are, without judgment of any kind. Judgment is of the illusion and starts as judgment of self, favorable or unfavorable, and is then projected out onto others. There is no need for it. It does not serve you, and it only leads to blame and condemnation, first of self and then of others. Obviously, those who would damage others physically, psychologically, emotionally, need to be restrained, but do understand that those who would behave in these ways are themselves in pain and are suffering. The way forward is through love, which is why you need to set the intent each day to be only loving whatever arises, and then to reset it during the day, whatever comes to mind. To awaken is to be fully aware, to know that you are love, that you are one with Source, with Mother, Father, God. And you become aware of this by setting the intent to be only loving, because being only loving is the nature of love, and is therefore also your higher nature and your human nature. You only have to allow yourselves to be. This means letting go of all self-judgment, positive or negative, and just being the beautiful divine being that God created by totally accepting that being in this now moment, just as she or he is. What is created by God and is eternally perfect. Therefore, there is absolutely nothing within it or about it that can be improved upon. But as humans in form, you do have egos, a temporarily disconnected and confused part of yourselves that you imagined into being in order to play the game of separation. By ceasing to judge yourselves, and that activity is purely the ego judging itself, you allow your true nature, love, to fill your human hearts and dissolve the fear, self-hatred, and self-loathing that your egos took on in order to play the game. It is those unreal aspects of yourselves, the character masks that you have assumed in order to play the game, that will just melt away as the realization of your true divine nature arises into your awareness, and your egos are lovingly reintegrated into the oneness that is you. Suddenly, you completely and utterly accept yourselves and everyone else as you recognize the amazing beauty and perfection of each one of God's beloved children. Knowing that, as deep within you do know it, it becomes completely impossible and utterly inconceivable to judge yourselves or anyone else, because you see and know that all are perfect. Thus, instead of engaging with the human role-playing aspects of others and continuing to play the game of separation, you see all as they truly are, perfect divine beings at one with Mother, Father, God in all their magnificence and glory. You also become aware that the game that each one is playing is the perfect role for the lessons they have chosen to learn, whether as abuser or victim. Your awareness, your love, then flows powerfully into any games in which you have been engaged, changing the rules of engagement for all. If you have already ceased to play games, then your love flows powerfully and constantly toward any situations in which it can assist most beautifully and graciously in resolving the issues that are causing conflict or disharmony. Love is abundance, but never wasteful abundance. It always provides precisely what is needed in the moment, in whatever situation it is assisting with in a person's or a people's awakening process. Throughout the world right now, in this eternal moment of now, love is present everywhere, assisting in the awakening process. It does not apply force. It very gently and insistently alters the energy fields of those involved, leading to aha moments for many who, with their newly changed perception, then start changing their attitudes and behaviors. Right now on Earth, deep and lasting changes are occurring everywhere as the pervasiveness and intensity of love gently permeates and assuages the energy fields of those engaged in conflict of any kind, emotional, psychological, or physical, bringing into the awareness of those involved that there is most definitely a much better and more effective way to move forward and out of conflict. Love is now awakening humanity because the collective has chosen love, and as a direct consequence, fear is dissolving. Remember, there is only love, and that the game of separation that humanity has been playing for eons, the game that has laid a veil or cloak over love, is coming to an end. The authoritarian rules and judgments that accompany them are now being recognized as completely invalid, and so are being laid aside as love starts filling the hearts and minds of all. Many are finding this rather disturbing and disconcerting because they have felt safe and secure within the bounds and limitations that the game provided. And yet they are welcoming the ensuing sense of relief and relaxation that this seemingly new perception of life's meaning awakens within them. Truly, all is well. Humanity is waking up to the inadequacy of the ways in which it has been engaging with itself and with the planet, and within every heart awareness is arising that life could and should be wonderful. And that awareness is leading you inevitably forward to engage only with love, as you let go of judgment, blame, condemnation, conflict, and anything else that is not in alignment with love, and thus move into an age of brilliant creative harmony in which you will all live in joy and abundance. Your loving brother, Jesus.